This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 679, Most Recent 2019 IELTS Questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we share a student's report on her most recent IELTS writing questions and talk about why she felt prepared for any topic.
Hey, Jessica, here we are recording. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of sci-fi lately. I just got into a show called The Expanse. Ooh. And oh my gosh, it's amazing. Guys, if you like sci-fi at all. I mean, it's not just interesting because it's sci-fi. It's just a good show.
Yeah.
So it's called The Expanse. And it's like, it's this idea that humans have colonized our solar system, right? So people live on Mars and on the asteroid belt. And like, there's going to be a war between Earth and Mars. And it's just amazing.
There are a lot of good TV shows out there right now.
Oh my gosh. Are you into anything right now? Like binging anything?
Yeah, I just got into a new one because we went to see my parents last weekend and they were into one and then we got hooked on it. And so we binged on it over the weekend. It's called Designated Survivor. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, what's that?
It's also like a fantasy kind of parallel show where often these shows will parallel what's happening in the government right now, and it takes it in another direction. So it's basically about the State of the Union speech was happening, and there was one congressman who was the designated survivor, so that if anything happened during that speech, he would become the president.
And I've heard this is good.
Yes.
It's Kiefer good. Sutherland, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a great show. It's a little scary because it's really a disaster scenario, everything that happens in the sitcom, but it's great. I recommend it for sure. Yeah.
Wait, it's not a sitcom, right? It's a drama.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is between sitcom and drama, to be honest.
A sitcom is a short, funny one, like Friends.
Oh, it's not funny. It's not
the
funny.
Office. Right. Okay.
No, it's not funny. It's a drama that you can binge on Netflix. And you learn a lot about American government, for sure, how it works.
Interesting.
And you also get a behind-the-scenes perspective of what it's really like to be the president of the United States and all the pressures on you and the way that the media, you know, obviously portrays things often the way they want to and what's not and, you know, not always based on what's happening.
That sounds fascinating. You guys, like, you don't have to just read the newspaper, right? Yeah. Watching shows like this can give you amazing vocabulary for IELTS and ideas. Imagine referencing this show in a part two answer or part three answer. Like, that would be awesome.
Really interesting stuff. So, yeah, lots of good shows for our listeners to watch.
Okay. But you know what? We're not here to talk about TV. We're here to talk about IELTS writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had a student who just finished up IELTS, student who's been in our course for a little while, and congratulations to this student. You know, she took the test on January 20th and she came to our private Facebook group to share what was on her exam.
Yes. So guys, this happens a lot. And, you know, I know students are always searching forums and blogs and just Googling anything. What are the 2018 questions? What are the most recent IELTS test questions? And it's really tough to know if the results are true because I've Googled that as well just to see what is out there. And you know what? What I'm seeing is not always really what's on the test. It's just like a collection of questions that a teacher wrote, not even from the exam. So if you're in our Facebook group, then this student really just took the test and is coming straight back to our Three Keys students and sharing these questions. So hot yeah. off the presses.
Yeah. And I mean, we've also seen those students making the mistake. I don't know why you would do this, but making the mistake of memorizing, you know, their answers for the questions that have been asked before. They won't be asked again. So don't do that. Don't take that approach. Just today, we're going to highlight, you know, how you could answer these questions and how the student would have been helped and pushed forward with our course, using our course, the strategies that she would have relied on in the test. So this is great.
Exactly. Because she does sound pretty confident, right? So she's sharing these questions, to help all the other students because our students support each other. But then at the end, she's like, thank you for this incredible course, your kindness and your support. So she feels as confident as she can after taking her test.
I'm excited to see what score she got. I think they're probably going to be very strong. This is going to be good.
Sure.
Yeah.
So she's a general student. Right. And the letter question she said was, one of your colleagues wants to leave the company and there's a goodbye party, but you can't go to the party. And then the bullet points are explain why you can't go, why you liked working with this colleague, and say how you can stay in touch. This is a great example of a semi-formal letter. And we've talked about semi-formal and formal. Definitely come back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com/episodes, guys, because there's some really good semi-formal vocab stuff in there.
Yeah, and this is one of the key differences between the academic exam and the general exam, right? So if you're in general, guys, you're going to be writing a letter in writing task one. If you're in academic, you're going to be looking at a trend, right? A graph, some kind of a change over time type thing. Yeah, so different. Exactly. Yeah, so it's so important. I remember when we've talked about general, how important it is with these letters to nail the tone, get it right.
Right.
Get the tone right. So semi-formal tone. Interesting. It's not formal. It's not casual. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, precisely. So she, because she's a three key student, she was very ready for this. She knew exactly how to answer this and what sentences are important for your score. Ooh. I think that's so much of when students go wrong in the general training task one is they like add too much extra stuff. Guys, only talk about the bullet points, right? Oh, just focus on that. So she knows exactly what to talk about, how to connect those sentences with transitions, how to organize her paragraphs in this letter. Because guys, this isn't like an email you're writing to a colleague, right? Yeah. This is, it has to be structured in a very specific way for the IELTS examiner.
Yeah, and she would have also known how to structure her time within this writing task one, right? She would have known how to budget her time between planning, writing it, and checking it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, guys, you have to plan, even if it's just a letter. That's the other way that students always go wrong. If I'm reading a letter, I can tell if the person planned or not. Like, I can tell how organized their thoughts were before they started writing. It's obvious, you guys. You can't, like, game the system, as we say. There's no cheating. There's no skipping planning. Yeah, for sure. So she was ready, definitely. Hello, wonderful podcast listeners. Remember that we have a contest going right now. You can meet with me on Skype for 15 minutes for a level check and ask me all of your questions. We are choosing one lucky reviewer at random. So leave us a review for the podcast. Ask us your questions. Whatever you would like to say in your review, we will choose one lucky winner. So leave us a review, guys, in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. Okay, and task two, you guys, is the, well, I want to say it's the same, but the task two for general is slightly easier. The topic will be slightly easier than academic, but the type of essay you write is exactly the same. The way you're graded is exactly the same.
Ooh, okay. So let me read the task two, and then we'll talk about how we would answer this and how the course helped her, right?
Cool.
Perfect. All right. Here it is. So nowadays, more people would rather buy food than cook at home. What are the advantages and disadvantages of this development or this trend, maybe? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a little bit easier, right? That's like, she was lucky she got this. That's awesome. So yeah. I would rather buy food than cook at home. I don't like cooking. So I could think of advantages right away. The advantages would be it's way easier. It's time saving and you don't have to clean up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some disadvantages could be, well, it costs more, right? For sure. And maybe we don't know the ingredients that are going in it 100%, right? So we can look at advantages and disadvantages.
And you know what, guys? Remember, you can use personal examples. And in fact, we encourage you to use personal examples. In the course, we show you exactly how to support these ideas. And there is a range of options. And personal examples is one of them. And you know what? I would use a personal example about that disadvantage because as a type 1 diabetic, I'm always a little bit nervous eating in restaurants because I don't know what has been added. And it seems like there are always extra carbohydrates in the sauce, in the whatever that I don't account for, right? So it always makes my blood sugar high. It's scary.
Ooh, that's a great example. Yeah. So any kind of time you can pull in a personal story, it makes it more real, more details. You're going to get better vocabulary too, right? Yes. That's going to increase your vocab score, no doubt.
Definitely. And so one danger of getting an advantage disadvantage question like this, you guys, that I've seen with students is they try to approach it as simply an argument essay. And it's not exactly the same, you guys. Mm. It's not just like two opinions. These are two actual facts that happen. It's different. Mm. So guys, in our course, we do tell you the difference in the template, in your answer, and it's thesis statements. It's how you introduce it. It's transition phrases in the paragraphs are slightly different between an argument essay and an advantage disadvantage essay.
Oh, that is so important to know the pitfalls, right? The traps of IELTS. And that's one huge advantage of being in the course is that you get all those traps. You understand every question type on the test. You will understand it before you go into test day. That is so good.
Exactly. Yes. Because advantage, disadvantage, I mean, it's two sides, right? So you can use a lot of similar vocabulary for sure as far as transition phrases, but you definitely have to have a unique thesis statement and the topic sentences.
Ooh, okay. This is really good. This has been a good episode. It's really cool to look at an actual question from, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago and dissect them and see how we would do it here. This is great. This is great.
But just like Lindsay noted at the beginning, you guys, don't think you're going to see this again anytime soon. IELTS definitely does recycle topics for sure, but they're never exactly the same and they're never going to be recycled so close together. So you might see a similar topic about, you know, eating in restaurants and cooking next year, but it's not going to be this year. So don't make that mistake, you guys, of just spending so much time trying to get whatever the recent test questions were, because God, you can just go down a rabbit hole for hours looking at lists that are like honestly wrong usually. So guys, that's a waste of time. You can practice today's questions for sure. It's good practice, but don't expect to see it.
Yeah. I mean, our listener, you guys are too smart for that, right? There you go. I mean, it's about the question type and the templates and the best strategies to answer. We can broaden out to that question type rather than the exact question. That's perfect.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to our student here in the Facebook group for getting through test day. It sounds like she feels good about it. So that's awesome.
Yes, I am so excited. I'm sure she is going to be on the show soon. Yep. And very soon, guys, you are going to meet Vicente, right? Yep. He got an overall 8. Wow. He got a 9 on reading, 8 on listening, 7.5 in writing and speaking. So guys, amazing. Vicente has so many good tips for you. So stay tuned for that interview.
And remember, guys, you want to grab your chance to be entered into the drawing to get a level check with Jessica. And the way to get into that contest is to leave us a review. We have a review contest going right now. So wherever you listen to this show, go and leave us a review. Let us know honestly what you think about the show because we randomly select a winner to get a 15-minute level check. Cool.
Yes. And that is, when is that closing? That's closing in like a week or two.
Very soon.
Yeah. So guys, definitely get your name in there. Leave us a review. Ask us a question. And then hopefully I get to talk to you on Skype.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear that. Awesome. All right. Take care, Jessica. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.